Well, Jimmy, they're as rare as hen's teeth. Albion goalless draws. That's your first one of the season. What did you think overall?
I thought it was slow first half. There was many factors why the game was slow. There were a couple of injuries and substitutions. Very, very dry pitch. Quite a long pitch, if I'm honest with you. So, the ball didn't move quickly. And we probably didn't capitalise on being patient enough with the ball and having longer periods with the ball. Second half was a totally different game. I thought it had plenty of chances and most definitely wasn't a boring 0-0.
And you've hit the frame of the goal twice, Rakeem Harper and then J-Rod right at the end. Very unlucky.
Yeah, we have, yeah. We always got that threat in the final third and always, was a threat top end of the pitch. So, for me, I've got no qualms and, and looking at what we are and what we can offer, we'll always be a threat in the top half of the pitch and we'll always create chances and 9 times out of 10 score goals. The most pleasing thing for me today was a shutout and a clean sheet.
Which is Sam Johnston's 9th of the season, and he earned that with that really good save from Lewis Baker's free kick.
Oh, he did, yeah. It was an outstanding save. And Sam's got that quality. He's not had a great deal to do in terms of his goalkeeping work in around his box, in his 6-yard box, but that one from distance, it was a magnificent save.
And you rang quite a few changes today, 5 of them. Was that always the intention after the whole game on Friday?
Yeah, I think we spoke before about utilising the squad. We've got a big squad. We've got a big squad full of quality. It's an ideal opportunity to rest a couple, and to give people opportunity because, over the next 2, 3, 4 weeks, what we've got left of the remaining season, it's important that we have people, people available and ready and raring to go.
And Sam Field, his first game for a while. What did you think of Sam's performance?
I thought it was excellent. I thought it was magnificent. Sam played a couple of weeks ago for our 23s against Man United, and people with inside the football club and outside the football club gave Sam some raving reviews. I thought he stepped into that today and looked like he's played week in, week out. Credit to him. I just brought him off with a little bit of a contact. It was a hot day. He hasn't played a lot of football. So in around 65th minute, it was always an idea to have a look at him and to bring him off. But I thought he performed very, very well today.
And you flipped it today. You brought J-Rod back and left White Gale on the bench.
Yeah, it's just an ideal opportunity to do so. Those two obviously are our main goal threat and main goal scorers. Obviously left Jay out on Good Friday against Hull. It was an ideal opportunity to do the same with Dwight today. So, both of them, when they play full-heartedly. Their physical output is outstanding. So it was an ideal opportunity to rest him.
And to my eye, you tweaked the system slightly today with 3 sort of further up the pitch rather than just the 2, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was, yeah. So, yeah, in possession, just try to get Jacob and Jay on the ball in those little pockets as best we could. And that was just purely on going off what we thought they were going to play. We thought they were going to play a back 5. We thought it was the best way for us to deny them and stop them playing through us. They never. We thought they were going to play a 4-3-3. They never. They played more of a 4-diamond-2. So, tactically, we've had to think on our feet and adjust. So, we had our team meeting based on the back 5. We come, look at the team sheet. It looks like a 4-3-3. Have another meeting. Have another meeting set up. Go out to the warm-up and, it appears that they're playing a 4-diamond-2 with Barrow playing the part of the diamond. So, we've had to trust the players' ability to take on board information very, very quickly and trust their ability and our ability to make those adjustments. And, I thought the boys coped with that very, very well today.
And mathematically, it is the playoffs now, not automatic, but that's been the case for quite a while, hasn't it?
It has, yeah. Obviously, while you mathematically got a chance to go up automatically, we always have one eye on that and kind of look at each game in isolation and keep ticking them off. And that's what we'll continue to do.
And Villa won again, 10 out of 10. It's collision course for the playoff semi-finals, it would appear, isn't it?
Well, there's obviously still games to play. So, I think all we do is we focus on what we've got, take care of our business and see where it leaves us, end of the season.
And one more home game in the regular season to go against Rotherham. You obviously want to go out on a high there.
Yeah, our home form's been very, very good. And, our results at home over the last 4 games have been great. So, looking forward to getting back to the Hawthorns and hoping we can make it 5-5.
And injury-wise, Ahmed, did you rest him today or is it something a little bit more than that?
No, he was rested today. Obviously, he came off in the game against Hull. As all players that, come off and have a little tightness and things like that, they're underneath the medical department. We've got an optional recovery tomorrow. We've got a day off the following day. So Thursday, we're no more Thursday. But, totally rested today due to the fact that you come off in the whole game.